Hi, nice to see you again. So I haven't made a video for a couple of days. I thought maybe it was time I put one out just to kind of talk about some of the things that are happening. And with Davos going on, of course, you wouldn't have expected, anything as exciting as Ardern stepping aside, whatever it is. Hard to tell. I think it's related to excess mortality and a few other things, but who knows? Among the globalist ranks, and she's a World Economic Forum puppet, Pat, she may have just insulted the wrong person. they're dangling by a thread, That's the way it is for WEF puppets. Maybe we're going to see some other ones go. We all know who my first vote would be, but I'm not going to deign to gaslight in this one. When I make videos about the way things are going in the world, of course I focus on the things that aren't favoring the globalists, but I'm not trying to give people false hope. I'm just trying to give them a view of what I see from time to time. I guess because of the unique experience that I have, I'm able to see things sometimes that aren't readily apparent to other people. And I like to share those. I know that with a lot of you, I'm not telling you anything new, but I think I've come to understand that one of the main services that I provide people is the, oh, well, it's not just me, so maybe I'm not crazy thing, Like just reassuring people that, yeah, I'm seeing it from the same point of view that you are, and I think there's a pretty good chance we're right, but I don't always know that I am, these are opinion pieces. But two things that I've noticed that I wanted to key on, and both of which I'll probably make separate videos on. One of them is Vanguard and BlackRock, and there's this new program, the ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance, that is supposed to be a partnership between the World Economic Forum, the environmental industrial complex, the governments that are owned by the money magic families, the Federal Reserve, all of those internationalists, like the Council on Foreign Relations and the United Nations and the WHO and the IPCC and all of those idiots, right? It's supposed to be a joint partnership between them and corporate interests, which sounds an awful lot like fascism because it's a marriage between government and an industry / commerce. Yeah, but it wasn't, I don't think, as far as the internationalists were concerned, it wasn't a big ask of these big corporations to work some, some climate change themes, in other words, pointless expense into their program so they could stick it to their customers with higher prices and a bunch of other horseshit, very expensive measures to virtue signal is basically what it came down to. And very quietly, after a few shareholders rattled some chains at Vanguard, they very quickly dispensed with it. They got rid of it. They ignored it in December. And now Larry Fink of BlackRock is saying, well, people are taking this personally, and really the big problem, Vanguard was right. There's, I think it's 11 attorneys general in different states in the United States. I think they're all red states. If they're not, if they have Democrat governments currently, there might be a couple of them like that, but they're traditional red state. But these attorneys general are saying, no, this is not benefiting the population. This is bad for the public. And that brings back the old thing. I think I only made one video on it about yanking a corporation's charter to operate in a jurisdiction because it doesn't benefit the public. There are such things. And these people are asking to have their charters ripped away from them by the people in jurisdictions all around the world right now. But Vanguard is one of the oldest companies in the world. I don't know what its assets are. BlackRock is a junior company. It's been around for ages as well. But I think Larry Fink was just doing a little grandstanding to tell the internationalists and all of the wingnuts and local governments that are nothing more than Freemason stooges, people that are either crooked or too dumb to figure out what game is afoot and actually think this is about the environment. he's going to fall on his sword too. You know, he's going to have to stand down. Yeah, because those charters need to be kept up and running, right? And so that's one thing that I wanted to mention, is that that is good news for us in a lot of ways, because the reason they wanted to get Vanguard and BlackRock, these behemoth monopolies that own most of the stuff of value in the world at this point, and growing, it would have been very easy for them to railroad large and medium-sized companies all around the world by saying, yeah, look, mommy and daddy, you know, Vanguard and BlackRock, that they're doing it, so, you know, where does that leave you? It's a big deal. It is a really big deal. So that looks to be falling apart. I'll do a better video on that, though, because I wanted to address that one in a single video, but I wanted to get some of the shadowy information out there so it wasn't just, you know, an off-the-cuff opinion. The other thing is, the other thing I wanted to discuss in this one is the war in the Ukraine. And, oh, I should mention all those assholes in Davos, if they seem a little down, that's a big part of it, because that's a big part of the environmental push, and I think it's starting to lose momentum, which was the main reason I brought it up. So, back to the Ukraine. So what's happening right now is the military-industrial complex in the United States and in other places in the world has been on its knees for a long time, and now there's some wind in their sails, because countries all around the world were able to send their derelict and deficient equipment over to Ukraine to get in range of the advanced technology, the $2,000 to $4,000 basement drones that the Russians are using from God knows where, and good old-fashioned economical artillery to turn whatever old decrepit equipment is sent within in range, turned it into dust. And now they're starting to send frontline equipment. And I will mention that Germany doesn't want to send its Leopard 2s over there, because the age of the tank is right with the age of the dreadnought now, you know, the big battleships. As soon as they created aircraft carriers, those things basically just became outsized paperweights. Yeah, and the same with the main battle tank, you know, who'd have thunk it? What about all of the satellites that are crashing into one another? There's so many of them up there. Well, they're not there. They're not there. They can't spot a dime in a cornfield somewhere in eastern Russia. They don't have anything, you know? It's just these basement drones and grunt artillery vaporizing the most expensive military equipment that's ever been created in history. For a few $100,000 worth of munitions, hundreds of billions of dollars has already gone up in smoke, and it's continuing to. And now they've got these Ukrainian crews coming into the United States to learn how to operate these unnecessarily complicated missile systems that are extremely expensive, but that I guess the Department of Defense and whatever contractors they use to make these things, you know, they want to get their money back on the R&D, so they want to produce a bunch more of them. So there's going to be orders coming out of their ears to replace all the stuff that's being sent over there. And I don't think people really understand how big a deal that is, because it is trillions of dollars. You know, they can take anything that they have, you know, that's 20, 30 years old now, and put a new order out there and get it rubber stamped by the government. So if you think nothing's going on in the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and the borders don't seem to change that much, and what happened to the winter offensive, well, it's an exercise in printing money going on there, you know? Just like all the aid that's sent over there that never seems to arrive in the hands of the people. But I thought I would mention those two things, because they're a big thorns in the side of globalism. A lot of people in the industrial military complex are Freemasons, they're secret society members. And, you know, the people that that own Vanguard and BlackRock, you know, they're the same shareholders that'll be making all of the extra money on the increased fuel prices from the implausible excuse of, you know, the world having a shortage because they're not getting Russian oil. Well, Russia's never pumped more oil. They're pumping more than they did before the conflict. They're getting twice to three times as much money for it, and you're paying four times as much. You know, it's just having to go through intermediaries, through The sanctions don't hold at all. It's a big sieve. Everything's getting through. There's no shortage of anything. You know, the only shortage is of only shortage really is brains with critical thinking skills. That's the only shortage in the world right now, because they're just using it. This has basically transferred 30 or 40 years of private wealth from the hands of the public into their coffers. And as much as they don't care about money, because the people that own the majority of shares in BlackRock and Vanguard and all of the companies that produce the armaments and munitions, those same people, like, they just can't resist. Yeah, when they've got an exclusive afoot and they don't have to play both sides of an equation, it's not expensive for them, and they're still accomplishing the goal of impoverishing everybody to make them give up hope so that they can install their tyranny on a slightly different schedule. I think they're going off in their own direction now. And that might seem quite sinister, but it's pulling them away from the people who had the original plan, and the globalists who are looking ridiculous right now, and the Freemasons who are going, well, wait a second here. You know, we had a schedule to keep. Yeah. I think it's a big mess. Anyway, it's interesting to sit back and watch the wheels and all this one was ever going to be. Was just some musings, you know, some opinions. So, as usual, I'm sure everybody will tell me what they think. And I'll learn a lot, I'm sure. Nice to see you again. Please, have a nice day.